HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. I am an assistant editor at Mint. I keep a close track of all that is happening in the world of stock markets. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. With the Indian economy set to contract in FY21 and fiscal deficit to rise due to COVID-induced pain, what are the big announcements markets are expecting from the FM this year? Analysts say the key focus of government in this budget would remain on growth, with clear focus on capex revival and manufacturing, boosting healthcare and sanitation. Would this set the tone for bigger directional change for inclusive growth? How will the markets react if there are negative surprises in the budget? To discuss that, I'm joined by Pankaj Pandey, Retail Research Head at ICICI Direct. Hi Pankaj, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So Pankaj, as we are just approaching the budget, the markets are in a sell-off mode. Do you think there is any kind of negative announcement that the markets is expecting from the FM this time?
So I think the recent weakness, what we are seeing in the last few sessions, we've seen markets losing about 5-6% odd. So there is a correction of about 800 odd points in Nifty. Mm. And that is largely because the global queues have been sort of a bit soft. Then there is some bit of FI selling as well. But our sense is that with 80-85% kind of a rally, 5-10% kind of a correction is considered healthy. And we would take this correction as a healthy correction. And it's good that the market is a bit lighter ahead of the key event like budget. My sense is on the budget is that largely budget, I think as clearly outlined by FM, would be focusing more on growth rather than fiscal deficit. And lastly, I think all these macro conditions are quite conducive for a big infra push. So I think that is what we expect from the budget. And I think that is going to help some of the sectors which have not been doing so well, especially the infrastructure sector.
Right. So as you said, that probably this time the focus will be mostly on pushing forward the growth and not maybe maintaining the fiscal deficit. Now, this in the short term probably is definitely a good news. But in the long term, if we let loose the fiscal deficit or the fiscal, then it's going to burden the balance sheet of the government further. Do you think that would be the right, the markets, especially the FIs, will take this kind of announcement in the right stride?
So I think not only our country, but globally, most of the economies are expected to keep fiscal deficit on a higher side. And I think the key focus for most of the major economies which are impacted because of COVID is on growth. And I think our sense is that while this year fiscal deficit would be about 7-odd%, next year the government will keep fiscal deficit at 5%, so which would give government an additional headroom of about 3 lakh crore to spend on reviving the economic growth. And I think equity markets are going to take it very positively. But for bond markets, yes, it could be a bit of a slight negative news. But equities, my sense is that if the government, as they have clearly outlined, that the focus is going to be on growth, so I think they are going to take it in a positive stride.
All right. Now, in the last few months, especially after COVID and actually especially after July, Indian markets is majorly supported by the foreign liquidity and DIs, especially the mutual funds, are on the backseat. In fact, there is a negative outflow of fund coming from the mutual fund side. Now, in a situation, if the FM announces any kind of taxation or any kind of unfavorable news for the foreign investors, you think the markets are going to tank further?
So my sense is that overall, I think with the kind of infra push which the government would want to do, because they have last year outlined a national infrastructure pipeline of 7,300 projects, totaling about 111 lakh crores. So sort of split that you're going to spend nearly 20 lakh crores on an annual basis. But because of COVID last year, we were not able to spend. Right. So infra spend is about 25-30% lower. Now, if you have to push infra, you would need a global liquidity also, and which is where I think government is going to take all the measures which are expected to be conducive for tapping this global liquidity besides domestic liquidity. So my sense is that I would not expect much of a negative surprise from that perspective. And I think one also needs to look at the kind of volatility what we have seen rupee. So rupee has been pretty stable, and which is very important if you have to spend so much. You can't keep the currency volatile, because that sort of fluctuates the returns for overseas investors. So my sense is that government is not going to do anything which will upset this global liquidity coming into our country besides the domestic liquidity. So I think I would not expect any sort of a major negative surprises on that front.
Okay. Since you're talking about the CAPEX, and do you think that probably FM is going to, you know, put all the focus on the CAPEX. Last year, due to COVID, of course, the amount that was kept set aside for CAPEX was could not be used for a lot of reasons. COVID was a major reason. Private CAPEX is very, very in a slow lane. You think after the government's push this budget, private CAPEX will also pick up?
So I think if you look at the core sectors like cement and steel, the capacity utilizations have quite improved. And I think our sense is that it is a matter of time before we start seeing CAPEX on a broad-based basis. And I think with the way commentary of most of the corporates is panning out, I think a lot of them are looking sort of at capacities. And which is a very positive sign. And if the budget signals in that direction, then I think the confidence of the private sector to do CAPEX will go up. So budget that way is going to be a sort of a guiding event from that perspective. And I think the government has already outlined a big CAPEX pipeline. And contrary to what we have seen the CAPEX, this is a double kind of a CAPEX what we have been doing even on an annual basis. So my sense is that lastly, private CAPEX is about to happen. It's a matter of a few months. And if the government looks at a higher fiscal deficit and looks to sort of push key infrastructure projects, I think capacity expansion is around the corner.
Okay. But see, last few quarters, of course, the numbers of earnings have been quite encouraging. But the corporates also had a lot of control on their cash utilization and other expenses. And that was, of course, seen in the margin expansions for a lot of companies. You think the companies have headroom for spend more now? Of course, the economy is normalizing. I know that. And the lockdown is all lifted in almost in the whole of India. But do you think corporates have a lot of headroom now, especially the infrastructure companies, like you mentioned, and or the manufacturing industry?
So auto probably is a sort of a different segment largely, and you have a disruption which is sort of happening. The pace of disruption can sort of pick up pace if you see the battery prices sort of coming down. So that's a sort of a different challenge for the auto sector, and which is why if you look at government has already come up with a PLI to improve the value chain of EV manufacturing. But I think the other core sectors, largely because of good set of numbers and overall now the debt levels are quite lower compared to what it had been earlier. So the confidence overall to sort of spend more on capacities or increase capacities is a lot more higher. The other thing is that, we expect the interest rates to be lower for a longer period of time, not only domestically, but globally also, given the fact that commodity prices are expected to sort of remain relatively soft. So I think that also is expected to sort of encourage corporates to sort of spend a lot more. And I think if the government, the way they have announced their PLI schemes, we would expect a lot more finer details and some bit of tweaks on the import duty or custom duty to sort of come out. And that will sort of encourage more of value addition domestically, and the entire manufacturing also can get a big push besides the infra, which the government is already pushing And we've seen instances of that. So, for example, while the overall infra capex is expected to be lower 25-30%, but roads, say, for example, is one particular segment where we expect that they'll be doing a higher number compared to last year. And in addition to that, the pipeline for even next 2-3 years is expected to be good.
Right. As you mentioned, there is probably a headroom for the companies to increase their expenses. What are the major big sectors that, except for manufacturing and infra, what are the other big sectors that you think will get some kind of boost from the government's plans after budget?
So I think COVID has been sort of a good wake-up call for us. So I think healthcare spend in India is expected to go up, and compared to global perspective, we are far more lower. So our sense is that the allocation for healthcare budget is expected to increase by 49% to about 1 lakh crores. Obviously, of that, 24,000 crore is expected expenditure related to vaccination. But even then, our sense is that structurally, with this kind of a wake-up call, there's a lot more need to invest both on rural as well as urban healthcare system. And I think this budget is going to sort of push that. The other thing what we are also sensing is that, see, the government has already provided decent amount of push to rural housing, power, insurance, and other facilities for the rural household. I think water is another segment which is expected to sort of get a good push. So there are about 19 crore households. And our sense is that the government will take measures there to provide clean tap water to rural households, and which is why we would expect that the allocation there will go up. Historically, allocations have increased by 44%, and our sense is that something similar kind of a movement is expected to be maintained next year as well.
Right. See, after COVID, governments, most of the policies that were announced by the governments, including the lot of booster plans, was all tilted towards boosting the rural economy, and very less was focused on the urban sector. Do you think the government, it's time for the government to also focus on the urban segment, because that is lagging and it's not picking up even after a lot of push? Of course, the GST collection we saw in December month, that was a record high, but the indicators are not very strong.
So, I think one is you need to look at the multiplier impact of infrastructure, because that helps in creating both skilled as well as unskilled jobs. And the PLI for manufacturing also is expected to create a similar this thing. Then our sense is that besides this, the government is looking to create a good ecosystem for startups, which is and along with that, push for higher education. So I think that's a very important lever for driving the innovation quotient for any economy, like we have seen in case of US. And I think India is sort of catching up quite fast. So upskilling is definitely on the cards. And I think government has been sort of quite conscious of this fact, because upskilling or creating this ecosystem for startups, I think actually sort of enhances the overall economic growth in a very big positive way. Something like what we have seen in case of IT. So IT used to be a startup 20, 30 years back. And now you look at the kind of job creation they have done, the kind of overall booster to the economic development they have done. So I think upskilling is also one of the agenda of the part, not to say that you require big allocation for that, but I think definitely one of the focus areas. And plus manufacturing plus infrastructure does decent amount of both low-skilled as well as high-skilled job creation. So that I think is positive for both rural as well as urban India.
Right. I understand skill development is very, very important as far as to uplift the demand and, of course, job creation. But these are very long-term goals. In the short term, probably that, like you mentioned, the first answer, that growth focus. You think any growth focused policies for urban economy, or you think government's policies will be tilted towards rural?
I think, like I said, I mean, manufacturing and infrastructure is obviously will...
Okay.
Favor both rural as well as urban India. But my sense is that on the personal consumption side, given the fact that the government finances are tight, so probably there may not be much of a headroom to sort of provide relief to for boosting rural urban incomes, and which is where probably that could be a sort of a miss in the budget given the overall constraints.
Right. So overall, what's your understanding of the taxation on the capital markets in the last few budgets? We have seen very, very knee-jerk reactions to the FM announcements. You see any kind of taxation coming in the capital markets?
So probably if long-term capital gains duration can be extended to, say, 2 years or 3 years, I think that could be a big boost for the market, because I think what we have seen is that there is a good rebound in the market in the last 6 to 8 months.
Right.
And if government allows participants to sort of capture more gains, I think that will be a big positive for the markets. My sense is that tinkering on rates may not happen, because I think that is something probably may not be a right lever to push. But probably if you are extending that, I think that may that might be a sort of a better lever to do.
Okay, so one last question before I let you go is, I understand most analysts are penciling in a volatility in the stock markets in the next few sessions before the budget. We only have few sessions left. But beyond budget, budget is of course one day and markets will react for maybe 10, 15 days. But beyond budget, what are the big major events that stock markets will be looking at and taking cues from?
So one is, see, structurally, we are very positive on the markets, and we have a Nifty target of 16,200, largely because on some of the parts basis, market look quite attractive compared to historical context when you sort of look at a top-down approach for Nifty P multiples. Having said that, our sense is that a combination of low interest rates plus lower debt on the corporate side plus expectation of good liquidity both domestically and globally, at least till the first half of this calendar year, I think is going to keep markets buoyant. And I think you need a good amount of liquidity to be tapped for sort of drive both manufacturing as well as infrastructure creation. So I think all the conditions are quite right for a big infra push to happen. And if the budget is able to deliver on that front, our sense is that it has the capacity to sort of lift or shift if economic growth in a higher orbit.
Okay. So basically, markets probably, besides the hiccups that would probably caused by the budget, but besides that, you're seeing an uptrend in the market going ahead.
Correct. So what we are witnessing is, see, we have rallied about 80-85% and we are seeing 5-6% kind of a correction. I think 5 to 15% kind of a correction after this kind of a sharp run up is very much normal, and it's a healthy correction. And I think it's a sort of a good opportunity for people who have been sort of waiting on the sidelines to enter markets. Mind you, I mean, when you sort of enter markets, it's not that you get all the comfort from all fronts.
Right.
So that way, I think it's a sort of a healthy correction. And if somebody is looking and believing that government is going to push in the right direction, then I think this is the right time to buy before the budget, then after the budget.
All right. On that note, Pankaj, thanks a lot for giving us all that perspective. And we hope that the markets continue its uptrend, as you mentioned. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Master.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.